Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So we got the raid on Mar-a-Lago. We got the Attorney General of Pennsylvania who says he's going to fight the Trump administration on his AI regulations. That's interesting. And officials will soon be providing an update on the murder of Rob Reiner. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Just checking the YouTube chat. So I just would like to say to, and now I lost it because the chat, I guess, moves. So this chat, Annette. Okay. So Annette 818, who had a problem with Dr. V. Annette, shoot us a message so that I can personally deliver that to him and take care of that for you and make and resolve that, because that's something that would not be acceptable to Dr. Veneria, that you had that experience. She said she waited for an appointment for 8 months and then it was canceled. I can personally guarantee you that he would not be happy to hear that. And I don't know, maybe it was a staff error, computer, I don't know. But that's the first I've ever heard of anyone had an issue. So send that our way, and I will personally make sure that it gets resolved, okay, with Dr. Veneria's office. And, you know, mistakes happen from time to time. But in all these years I've been endorsing him, I've only ever had positive, wonderful, great feedback. So if there was an issue with your appointment, we'll make sure it gets resolved, all right? So call us. Matt, you're going to have to answer the phone. Can you do that? If Annette calls?
I am ready. As long as I don't have to write down a long email address.
You'll have to write down an email address so that we can have somebody reach out to her from his office.
We'll create a nice short email address before calling.
Okay.
Something simple.
855-839-1210, or you can just send us a note on the YouTube chat, however you want to do it. But I'd say just call and we'll take care of it. All right. That's how we roll. If anybody ever has an issue, we'll deal with it. We take care of it. It's how it works. So, all right. What else? Oh, people are wondering where I'm broadcasting from today. So I'm at Fox News. I'm in what's called a tracking booth. It's a tiny little booth room, very small. It's where they do a lot of production stuff. And that's where I am, because it is still a radio show, not a TV show, even though we're streaming on YouTube. And I don't need to be in a big, fancy TV studio, although I was earlier when I was on America Reports, and will be again tomorrow. But in the meantime, I'm just happy that they had a room for me. Janitor's closet, fine. But you know what they do have for me here? Snacks. So I just went into the break room. Look at this. Chocolate Santa. See, I was going to unwrap it on camera, but you know the little chocolate Santas that you get? See the foil? In the aluminum foil? tinfoil, I guess. A little chocolate Santa. Fox provides snacks to all their workers on every floor. Isn't that amazing, guys?
Popcorn. You can get snacks at Odyssey, but it's going to cost you.
I say, we just got to pay for them.
Yeah, no, I didn't pay for this delicious chocolate Santa. Mmm.
Listen to you chew on air.
Oh, God.
Ew.
Oh. That's way too sweet. Oh, God.
What? Those things are delicious.
Mmm. I don't have a sweet tooth. I forgot how sweet those friggin' things were. I probably haven't had one of these in a long time. This little, you know what I mean? If you're not on YouTube, you know what I'm talking about. They're wrapped in, what are they, tin foil? Something. I could slash my wrist with this wrapping. You know what I mean? It's like pure metal. It's like barbed wire. See, if I just do this long enough, I'd be like that Michigan coach. This is better than a butter knife. I'm saying. You can kill a man with this. Little mini Santa chocolate. That's gotta be the sweetest thing I've ever had. Oh, that's terrible. That's awful. And now I need to drink water.
Mm. Was it solid chocolate or was it hollow inside?
No, it's solid. You've never had one before? It's a little mini Santa, chocolate Santa.
No, there's high quality ones that are, that's all chocolate.
I know. Nothing but the best for you, Harvard. Nothing but the best. When you fly first class, the chocolates that they bring out to everybody, I know they're the best.
There's some low quality chocolates out there, some low quality Santa chocolates that are hollow in the center. I was just curious. I guess Fox spares no expense.
Must be nice.
Well, who said I look thin? Who said I was thin? Dolly Madison, Rich is thinner than I. He can have a snack. Well, that's very sweet of you. I still have to lose about 40 pounds to actually look thin on camera. So, bariatric surgeon's coming tomorrow. And thanks to Sarah Weiss for dropping off all those great goodies for us, Justin. How nice was that, huh?
She's just the best, isn't she?
She is the best. Sarah, that was so sweet of you, so thoughtful and lovely, and we devoured them. Devoured them. So thank you for that. You made my day. And T made a Zioli Army wallet for me, which I left at home. And I'll show it on camera tomorrow, but that was very nice of her as well. So holiday time. So. I sound like de Blasio eating the French fries, says Cynthia Newcomb. Sorry about that.
It was equally gross to watch on YouTube.
I spit it out, though.
Yeah.
I pulled the Reagan Zioli. That's what Reagan does. She'll start to eat something she doesn't like, and she just spits it right out the table. Of course, I'm a lot older than her, but, So.
And you have an audience.
Yeah, and I'm streaming live on YouTube, too, but, No, we are, and this show at least, none of us are fighting, and I'm glad to have at least one of the two of you here. And
I'm gonna just assume it's Justin, but yeah. So go on. Sorry.
I'll just say this, and this is true. I could do the show without you, DeSantis, but not without Justin. We need him here.
This is no way to celebrate the holidays. This is supposed to be a time of togetherness.
You must have missed the morning show this morning. So,
bit of a fracas going on Kale and Company, was there?
I want to remind you two. I don't need either of you. I don't need anyone in this audience. You could all shut it off, shut it down. I'll burn your house down. I'll burn you to the ground. I don't need any of you people. Look, Mom, king of the world. So I was busting with Linda Kearns. All right. So this is great. So next week I'm filling in for Jimmy on Tuesday night. For some reason, they have Linda Kearns filling in from 7 to 10 p.m., which is when Jimmy's show airs. So I'm getting bumped by Linda Kearns. But here's what the part of this that really hurts, is that I was the one who first texted Greg Stocker and said, you should really give Linda Kearns a chance to guest host. I think she'd be great. So I'm getting bumped by the person who I suggested should fill in for me at some point, and now she's bumping me on PHT. When I'm filling in for another host on PHT, and they've decided to put another host in that spot to bump me from filling in from that other host. None of it makes sense.
On the bright side, at least Greg heard your suggestion and took it seriously. Maybe too seriously.
No, I think that was when Dawn asked him, and then he paid attention to that. But what she did say to me was this. She said, because I said, I would love for you to fill in for me one day, Linda Kearns. She said, I have a feeling if I sit in for you, Matt will screw up something. I will yell at him on the air, and you will be vindicated. And I said, that would be karma. And that's exactly what would happen, DeSantis, because you will screw up.
I wouldn't.
You would, and you do. And that's exactly what would happen. And then Linda Kearns can see it firsthand. No. Exactly right.
I don't think that's how it would play out at all. The show would go smoothly. She would make no outrageous demands, and everyone would get along and be happy.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, let me just say, for the record, that I need each and every single person listening, because apparently, I guess my ratings aren't that good. I don't know. I never check. I don't know, but I can't afford to lose anyone, apparently. So please, whatever you need to keep listening, I'll send you money, blood, a hooker. I'm in New York. I'll grab one for you. Say the word. Whatever you need.
Half a Santa chocolate.
I'll give you the rest of my Santa chocolate. Just promise you'll keep listening, no matter what. I, for one, cannot afford to lose a single listener. I'll even give you the part of the Santa chocolate I spit out of my mouth.
Ugh.
You can have that part, too. I'll give you both. You can connect it and make it into one full Santa chocolate.
Yuck. Actually, if you get really famous, the part that you chewed and spit out could become valuable.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a whole market for people who want spit out food from celebrities. It's true.
It is. I feel like people wander around and, like, take that stuff and then throw it on eBay, and some deranged weirdo is buying, like, a half-eaten apple from Brad Pitt or something.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. Brad Pitt ate this apple. Why don't we just say Brad Pitt ate the apple? Who has to even prove it? You know what I mean?
That's true. So, it would be difficult.
I'm just saying. What else do we got? All right, so J.D. Vance was in Pennsylvania, and that was he had a lot of things to say. And the president's going to address the nation tomorrow night. That will be at 9 o'clock. And right now, the authorities are giving an update on the murder of Rob and Michelle Reiner. Here is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Is Vice President Vance in Pennsylvania? We'll start with cut number one. And again, this is him running for president in 2028. Battleground PA. Here we go. Cut one.
This is a massive facility, and I think that it speaks to what's going on in the United States of America under the past 10 months of Donald J. Trump's presidential leadership. Under this president, my friends, we are building again. We are investing in the United States of America again. You heard our Secretary of Labor talk about it. 61,000 jobs added in the month of November, and that's not all. We saw private sector wage growth grow at a rate of 4.2%. You know what that means? That means we're seeing the fastest private sector wage growth that we have seen in this country in many, many years. And we're doing it by having a president and an administration that believes in you and fights for you. That is what we're trying to do every single day.
Road Warrior has to go install a hospital bed somewhere at his own mental hospital. Is that where he's going? Road Warrior, I thought they had people that do that for you. They're called orderlies. What do you mean you have to do it? Just kidding, Road Warrior. Just kidding.
I would not upset Road Warrior. I love Road Warrior. I can't say enough good things about him.
Did you see the death stare? Do you see the death stare I got from him the other night?
Yeah, I saw it. He terrifies me.
You didn't even go say hi to him, Matt. I did.
I tried, but he disappeared. He's weird. Like, he's there 1 minute, and then he's gone the next.
He sat in the same spot for like 2 hours.
I didn't.
Just staring at me with that look of, you're dead. But I think what happened is there were so many cops around, he figured that wasn't the time.
That's true. Yeah.
Friday at the Grand Hotel, however, that's a whole different story. And Sarah Weiss, I know you made a homemade gingerbread house for us, and we ate it. We devoured it. Justin ate most of it, for the record. I'm just saying.
It was very good, Sarah.
Delicious.
Gingerbread cake was delicious.
I didn't spit it out, Sarah, if that's what you're wondering. I don't often go to the studio, but when I do, you know, they saved it for me if you, you know. Oh, we have a caller? Okay, good. I don't have my call screen up. Who do we got?
This is Kathy in Willow Grove. She loves your show.
Kathy's in Willow Grove. Kathy, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. How are you?
Hi, Rich. I'm great. And I just want to tell you, I was listening to the fiasco that happened on that morning show this morning. I listened to it all the time when you were there. I'm listening to you now. I will not listen to this radio station while Nick Kale.
Oh, no. Don't. No. Stop. No. Hey, they were all having fun. They were just busting chops. It was all in good fun.
I know what busting chops is. I know what busting. Believe me, I'm a cop. I know what busting.
Are you a cop? Wait, hang on. Where are you a cop?
Philadelphia.
Thank you for your service to our city. I appreciate it. You know, you are part of the best big city police force in America. I mean that with all my heart. I've said it before. You probably heard me say that before.
I have, and that's why I love you. But I
love you too.
Chops is because I was a female coming in the verbiage. Believe me, my chops have been busted to no end. What they did today, and they were picking on Dawn too much.
You can't pick on Dawn. Dawn will kill. I mean, she will literally kill a man, and most likely a woman too. I'm just saying.
Got mad, and I know, and I never hear her get mad. But
you never heard her got mad at Ann Coulter? Wait a second, it's Kathy, right?
Oh no. Oh, yes, I did hear her get mad at Ann Coulter.
Kathy, Ann Coulter's still dead to Dawn. You get to this
she's
day.
Still dead to Dawn.
Still dead to Dawn. I could marry Ann Coulter, and she'd still be dead to Dawn. There's no coming back from that. I'm just saying.
Absolutely, but there's only so many times when people can say, you know, and you say it in jest. You say it sometimes. Hey, you don't like what I'm saying. Don't listen. Just what they say sometimes is just like, hey.
You're going to get me in trouble. I get it, but thank you. You're very sweet, just as long as you listen to me, all right? That's all I care about. Thank you for that. Except when they bump me for somebody else, like Linda Kearns.
All right. I got you.
It's outrageous.
Thank you for what you do.
And seriously, stay safe, my friend, and God bless you and the rest of the Philly PD. Kathy, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. It's Kathy, right?
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I got it right. All right, good. Cuz I don't have my call screen up. I mean, I could load it, but you know,
I've been screening calls for nothing.
No, I'm going to load it right now. Okay. Give me a second, damn it. Listen. This is why, and let me say this, and this is not in jest, I don't need you, Matt DeSantis. I'm going to send you a Christmas card that says, I don't need you. You're going to open it up. It's going to be a box. And you open another box. It's going to say the same thing. And another box and little box. And they're in there written down that. You keep opening it up until it's just a Chinese little fortune cookie.
I like fortune cookies. I accept that gift.
Justin, listen to him. He's like, well, the chocolates that I get are all high luxury chocolates on his first class flight to Switzerland.
Only imported from a private jet from Switzerland.
No, I was.
He's like that guy, Robert, what's his name, Hershevek with the private jets who calls up. You know DeSantis has that app on his phone. That smug guy calls up with his app, right? Gets a private jet, chocolate served to him. That's literally Matt DeSantis, literally.
I wish I had a private jet. Unfortunately, I do not.
I know, you got to slum it in first class like the rest of the millionaires.
I wish I flew first class every time. I can't afford that. I work here.
You know what he does, Justin? He gives a secret Ivy League sign whenever he gets on a flight. It's like a secret sign that they all give to each other.
Just like the in the know.
Yeah.
I'm forced to be back here with the poor people. Woe is me.
All right, so T made me a Zioli Army wallet. T, that was very kind of you, my dear. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
You know what? I had to make it because I was like, oh, jeez, we have to use plastic bags again.
I know. That was the thing. Jack Chidrelli's lost stung, and then you send me a bag. I mean, I consider it like a man bag. Is that fair? Like a man bag? It's camouflage,
yeah,
though.
I made one for my husband. He uses when he runs in a grocery store.
Yeah, I have it in my car. I have it in my car, but I didn't drive to New York today because they sent me a luxury vehicle, T. That just sounded so obnoxious. As the words came out of my mouth, I realized how obnoxious it sounded, and I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for my luxury vehicle. I just wanted to wish everyone there a safe, healthy, and happy year. And
you're a sweetheart.
You know, thanks so much for everything you guys do. And just everybody remain safe, happy, and just be with your family. Because a lot of people are losing family members right now. So,
I know.
You know, just make sure that, you know, just give them a little extra hug or just look at them and say, thanks for being here and witnessing my life.
And, you know, that's great advice. And you also saved all of our lives during COVID by making the Zioli Army masks. Which, even though masks didn't work and didn't save anyone's life during COVID, yours did, T.
The thought was there.
That's exactly right.
And thoughts are very powerful. My mother always said that. The more positive you think, the better you'll be.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more.
And
T, I love you.
She was an OR nurse. So please, everyone, be safe, happy, and healthy. Thanks again for everything, and looking forward to a great new year.
It is going to be a great new year. Thank you, my dear. I appreciate it very much. It'll be a great new year. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be 2026 will be a banger, that's for sure. It's going to be a banger. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Looking forward to it and looking forward to, well, really, I'm looking forward to Friday at the Grand Hotel because I love getting together with everybody. It's so much fun, you know. It really is. It's a lot of fun. Even though I don't need anyone, and I don't need any of you people, and, you know, you, kidding. I need each and every one of you. Please come. Please. I'm begging you. What do you need? What do you want? A kidney? You want a kidney? I'll give you a kidney. What do you want? A liver? You don't want my liver. But if you did need a liver, I got a guy. I do have a guy. Just email me at richiesliver@gmail.com and I got a guy. All right? That's the least I can do. Bribing people with organs to listen. Preston's in Nashville. Preston, my man who makes the trip all the way up to the Grand Hotel from Nashville, which is awesome.
Absolutely, Rich. Looking forward to this Friday to see you. I want to let you know that I've got my Zeoli Army T-shirt. And you know what would finish that ensemble?
Hmm?
The Zeoli beanie.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good. Justin, will you give him yours?
Yeah. I have no problem giving him mine if he wants it.
Preston, you're going to take the hat off of Justin's head. That's how much he appreciates you listening and how much you matter to this show. His dirty, sweaty beanie, he's going to give it to you at the Grand Hotel. He's never washed it, but it's yours if you want it. Covered in hair, probably lice, have, too.
Covered in hair is...
We have ways to fumigate it. I appreciate that, Justin.
Yeah, no problem, man. I appreciate you listening.
Hey, Rich, you know, I'm so glad that Nashville woke up and did not choose that Gretchen Whitmer wannabe for Nashville.
Oh, the commie? Yeah. Yeah, that was good. That was close. Yeah. It turned out it wasn't close, but they made a lot of hay about it like it was going to be close, and then it wasn't close at all. So, you know.
They were blasting those commercials for hating the city and hating country music, and yeah, that didn't help her at all.
Yeah, no doubt about it. She hates the people of Nashville, hates country music, hates everything about her own city, and then wanted their votes. When you hate your audience, it doesn't work out well for you. I'm just saying. I've learned that from watching other people fail miserably in this industry. Preston, thank you, my man. God bless, pal.
Thank you, man. See you Friday.
See you Friday. Safe trip, pal. Safe trip. What was her name? Yeah, Allison Bean. Yeah.
No,
good
Afton
looking,
Ben.
Though. Afton, Ben, whatever. Who cares? Whatever. Whatever. Stupid. Doesn't matter. Dumb. Whole thing's dumb. It's all so silly. So dumb. All right, we got a lot to get to. Serious stuff now, people. Focus, all right? Like, it's serious stuff. And by people, I mean me. Here's J.D. Vance talking about how things are good in Pennsylvania. Again, this is him running for president in 2028 in Pennsylvania. I'll tell you this. It'll be a great year to be on the radio because 2028 is going to be... It's all going to come down, once again, to Pennsylvania. You can see that already by how they're doing this. So when we get back on the other side, I'll tell you all about that, and we'll go from there. But I do want to remind you, Friday, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place, your happy place. We're going to be there, and it's going to be a lot of fun, all right? So quick break, coming right back. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh, that could only mean one thing, that beautiful walk-up music. The former Deputy National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump, the author of the book Battle for the Jewish State, and Vice President of the Davis Institute for Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation, Philadelphia's own. She makes gritty look gritty. She's Dr. Victoria Coates. Hello, my friend.
Well, good afternoon, Rich. Nice to be on. It's been a while.
It has been a while. You've been jet-setting all over the world, Doc, so, you know, we can't track you down.
Yeah, it was a lot of travel. I went, after Thanksgiving, Philadelphia, Washington, New York, Qatar, Israel, UAE, New York, now Washington.
I went to Piscataway, New Jersey.
How was it? I hear it's lovely this time of year.
There was an Exxon that was glorious. The snacks were amazing, beef jerky and everything. Now, that's great that you got so much travel in. And I know that when you're there, you're also giving advice to very important people. So where do you want to begin in the world? I read a really interesting story today about Ukraine and Russia and how with winter coming right now, Putin is probably likely to not make a deal because Russia does well in the winter and Ukraine is running out of resources and they won't have enough energy basically to keep the lights on. So it's more than likely that Putin's going to keep going here and there probably won't be a peace deal until the spring.
Well, it's an interesting question, and I've seen this for the last 4 years, where everyone tries to parse the year, and who's going to go on a spring offensive, and who's going to go on a fall offensive, and is Europe going to freeze during the winter, and somehow they generally seem to muddle through. I do think that, yes, elevated energy prices during the winter do help Putin. That is, that's just kind of a fact of being Russia, but that all isn't really going to matter if you have the $20 trillion a year economy that is the EU economy decide that it's serious about Ukraine. And that's kind of the $20 trillion question here is, are they going to invest the 5% they pledged in The Hague in April in their defenses? And bear in mind, Russia's annual economy is, their GDP is $2 trillion. So if that 20 decides it's going to invest at 5%, there's nothing the two trillion can do. This is really a very daunting prospect for Putin. So if they say they're going to do that, if they say they're going to commit to keeping the lights on in Ukraine over the winter, that is fully within their capabilities and resources. And that's the question I think President Trump has put to the Europeans. I think it was very clearly spelled out in his recent national security strategy that this is going to be the burden on them. And the question is more almost than what Putin or Zelensky does, is what did the major EU economies do?
Well, I mean, if you're the EU economies right now and you are hoping for a peace deal, I would imagine they're probably going to have to step in to help Ukraine get from now until then, because that's what the United States wants, right? I mean, ultimately, we want this to come to an end, but we don't want Russia to win. I'm also confused about the peace plan, because I know that there are territories in there that Russia would keep, like Crimea, for example, and others. And Zelensky has said that's a hard no. So, I mean, what is Zelensky pushing for here? And as part of that, too, they have to have elections within 100 days, which seems perfectly reasonable. I mean, they haven't had an election in years there. His administration is riddled with corruption. It's a mess. So, I mean, what is Zelensky holding out for here?
Well, it's an interesting question, and I think you're starting to see him move. There have been some movement on the issue of NATO membership, which he said that they will drop the demand for NATO membership as the so-called security guarantee in whatever this deal is going to be. I think that's really important, because there are reasons, as we've discussed, that Ukraine was not in NATO in January of 2022, and there was no push to get Ukraine into NATO in January 2022. And there was no push after the seizure of Crimea under Barack Obama. Maybe that was a mistake, but that was the policy. And the reasons are not just because, you know, it's the country's in a state of war, and we've never put a country in a state of war into NATO before. The reasons have to do with the corruption you mentioned. And we have an increasingly dire corruption scandal in Ukraine, which is centered around energy. Apparently, all of these payments for energy that people were trying to make on the behalf of the poor, freezing Ukrainians were going in forms of kickbacks to people up to and including Zelensky's chief of staff. And there are rumors that it goes further in the president's office, and that is debilitating. You can't ask countries to give hundreds of billions of dollars, in this aid, which is going to get siphoned off to the oligarchs. It's just intolerable. But that also makes it impossible to get Ukraine into NATO. So I think, Zelensky sees this as a position he can give on, but he has had a very maximalist position on that. So if he's starting to move on that, and that is persuasive to Putin, we could potentially get, to a better deal. Because the bottom line for us, it's not just we don't want Putin to win. Of course not. I don't want Putin to win. He's going to define this as a victory regardless of what we do. What I really don't want Putin to do is take a bite out of a NATO ally, because that is going to create obligations for the United States, and
right,
doesn't have to happen if he is deterred. And that's where I come back to that. If you add to that $20 trillion GDP for the EU, the roughly 25, 30 trillion that is the American economy, then we're at 50. And, a $50 trillion GDP should be able to defeat a $2 trillion GDP pretty handily. And that shouldn't be a question mark. And so, I want to get us all into a posture where Putin doesn't even think about going into a NATO ally. And then we can worry about reconstituting Ukraine. But that's, for me and for the Heritage Foundation, that is the bottom line. He has to stay out of NATO.
Oh, 100%. And I think the bottom line for all of us is we don't want to pay any more money in this war. I mean, I feel pretty confident speaking for the majority of my audience in that sense. I mean, we're done giving money here. This has got to be Europe's time to stand up here if they want. And this is their continent, not ours.
No, it is. And, and then there's the specter of if this does turn into a wider war, that the United States is going to have to fight it. And quite frankly, my grandfather was second wave onto Utah Beach in D-Day, and he fought himself, his way across Europe so that my son, his great-grandson, doesn't have to do that.
Right.
Your kids don't have to do that. And it is unnecessary if we properly deter Putin. Unfortunately, that has not happened in the first 4 years of this war. And all the folks who are so holier than thou now, and I'm thinking about people like Keir Starmer and President Macron, who are suddenly so concerned about the security of Europe, and the Americans are going to give it away. Well, where was your peace plan a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? You didn't have one. Why? Because you were relying on Joe Biden to keep pumping the hundreds of billions of American taxpayer dollars into Ukraine and keeping this war going. And you wrap yourselves in the Ukrainian flag and talk about your commitment to the heroes, when all along you were just riding on the United States. And yes, they have started to give more in the last year, shockingly, since Donald Trump became president, but they're certainly not there yet. And this, you know, this notion that, you know, they're going to keep us in this perpetual war and do nothing to stop it when, you know, you don't have any, no one has articulated a path to victory.
Dr. Victoria Coates is with us today. It's great to have her. Let's turn over to Australia. What it seems to be this was something of Australia's own making with their rhetoric, their comments over the years, their support for those who say globalize the intifada. Yeah, they want to blame it on guns, but this is not about guns.
No, it is not. And this disgrace goes back to literally, I believe, October 9th of 2023, in the hours after the October 7th attacks. You had the protests start by the Sydney Opera House on the Bay, that iconic symbol of art and freedom and the West. Everybody knows, you know, that incredible building. And instead of standing up for the values of freedom and the West, what you had were protesters expressing support for Hamas and for the overthrow of Israel, the removal of Israel from the map, the river to the sea, globalize the Intifada. And how did the government of Australia react? Did they, you know, clamp down on this? Did they say this was hateful? Did they say this was something that would not be tolerated in their free society? No, they pandered to it. And this past August, we had 300,000 people marching across the Sydney Bridge in the same location to demand a Palestinian state. And a couple weeks later, the Prime Minister of Australia formally recognized a non-existent Palestinian state. And in doing so, he essentially endorsed the tactics of October 7th and said that was a legitimate tool of statecraft. It got you to your political goal, which is a recognition of a Palestinian state, which in the minds of Hamas and their supporters will replace Israel. And then shock and then amazement that 2 months later, you have an immigrant father and his son, as Australian-born son, opening fire on Bondi Beach on that symbol of Australia, of the laid-back, you know, wonderful Australian culture that we all think is so great. This is the symbol of it. And they slaughter innocents. And you think about where you're the most vulnerable. You're the most vulnerable at the beach. You have no means to fight back. And that's where they decided to go on the first night of Hanukkah. You know, that is all on, you know, this very permissive culture of both unfettered immigration. We can go into that. But then also not trying to assimilate these people, pandering to their worst impulses. And then this happens.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then you've warned about this. I mean, you've warned about this for years. It's this woke pro-Palestinian nature of leaders like this in Australia and others around the world, too. And they act as if we can make nice with the Palestinian people, or not Palestinian people, but with Hamas and those that support them and people that are anti-Israel. And they act like it's just a competing philosophy. And it's not a competing philosophy. I mean, it's driven by a hatred of Jews. It's driven by a hatred of Israel. And it's driven by a desire for bloodshed here. And that was very evident in what happened in Australia.
Absolutely. And why is this happening in Australia? I mean, as I said, they're some of the most pro-Palestinian people on the planet. Why? Because it doesn't have anything to do with the Palestinians.
Right.
Nobody cares.
Right.
In that group about the Palestinians, as you said, they want to kill Jews. But they're also not asking for anybody's passport. You notice the hero of that story was Ahmed Al-Ahmed, who was, you know, a Muslim, who ran to the Jews' defense. I mean, that guy, they didn't care. They didn't say, oh, you're a Muslim, we're not going to shoot you. No, they shot him twice because he was defending the Jews. So they don't care if they scoop up some Americans, some Christians, some Muslims, same as October 7th. They're just there to kill anybody who supports this way of life. And, you know, if you're a Muslim, so be it. You know, you're going to go too. And it is so dangerous. And then look at what's happening in Europe, Rich. You know, to that $20 trillion economy we were just talking about, they can't even have a public celebration of New Year's Eve in Paris. They had shut down Christmas markets in Germany. They just apprehended a whole bunch of these people in Belgium. You know, they are literally being terrorized by the people they've been trying to appease and altering their way of life because of, a bunch of terrorists are threatening them. And they've given these people way too much power. They've given them, way too much access to their countries, and they've not insisted on cultural assimilation. That's become a dirty word. Idea that you would actually take on the values and priorities and national identity of the country you want to move into is suddenly a colonialist affront to the people who want to come in and establish Sharia law here in the United States. It's happening in Texas. It's happening in Michigan. It's happening in Minnesota. And defy our laws, customs, and culture. And it's so anti-American because, we are the melting pot. Everybody brings, their cultural excellence, but then puts it into the greater good. And so, my Danish, Pennsylvania Dutch ancestors, your Italian ancestors, I mean, all of that is part of our makeup. It's not that we're negating that, but it doesn't supersede the American identity.
Dr. Coates, let me ask you about China. There was a story I shared yesterday with the audience about this this burgeoning economy where you have these Chinese billionaires who are paying for surrogates to get pregnant so they can have kids born in America and then bring them back to China. This is nuts. And I don't know a way around it, to be honest with you, because as the 14th Amendment stands right now, all this is perfectly legal unless the Supreme Court comes out and says, this is not the case and supports the president's executive order. But what is China up to by doing this? The goal here, I guess, is obviously to have kids who are half U.S. citizens and also half Chinese citizens for the purposes of what exactly? What are they looking to achieve?
Yeah, what they want is that passport, because in China, it's illegal to have dual citizenship. But they want to have a group of citizens, out from handpicked families who can move freely to the United States. And so this is the birthright citizenship, but there's also birthright tourism. This has been going on for a while, where you have wealthy women from various countries figuring out a way to get, a 6-week visa to the United States, coming in a week before their due date. Going to a very cushy hospital, could be a private institution, giving birth. That child has U.S. citizenship, as well as whatever your home country is, in this case, China. And it's never been a great thing, but it's never been in numbers that are that concerning. And President Trump rightly has raised this issue of birthright citizenship. Of just because you're born physically in the United States, you become a U.S. citizen. That's the problem with the guy in Australia. The son was an Australian citizen automatically. And so I think you have the administration grappling with this because, as with everything else China does, the purchase of farmland, the attempt to create their shadow police stations in U.S. cities, all of this is about infiltrating the United States and destabilizing it. And they're doing a pretty good job, but this is just the most recent manifestation.
It's scary. It really is scary. I was joking around earlier today with Jimmy Fallon on his radio show, and we were talking about appliances and how all these appliances now have Wi-Fi and they're dug into everything. And I mean, I got an alert on my dryer that my clothes were done. I don't need an alert. My clothes are done. Like I can hear when the dryer stops. But I mean, so much of our technology and our infrastructure is still based in China. And I mean, they're building things there. We have not yet American manufacturing. I mean, it may be coming back, but it's not there yet. So we're building a lot of these appliances and routers and Wi-Fis and everything else that are still being made in China. I don't think we're giving enough attention to the potential threats of our own electric grid and other vulnerabilities in America that could be compromised by China. I really don't.
No, we aren't. And this, I got into this 10 years ago with the Ring doorbells, all of which were being manufactured in China. It's literally an observation device. It watches you. It watches who comes in and out of your house. And I was like, wait, is this a good idea? Then people started talking about the EVs. that China's trying to flood the market with? Do they have a kill switch? Do you know, can they flood the zone with, you know, we had that episode up in New York where suddenly something was sending, you know, just these infinite number of text messages. This became an attack that dropped a whole system. Are we allowing that into our country? And then even more alarmingly, are we allowing that kind of invasive internal technology into partners and allies who fill critical national security functions? You talked to the British. The UK tried to use a Huawei system for their 5G. And it was only because the first Trump administration went over there to London and said, we will have to end our intelligence sharing relationship with you if you do this. And it's insidious. It's everything that they make. And so our manufacturing partner and allied manufacturing, it's why the shift right in Latin America is so important. If things are too expensive to make here, wouldn't we rather make it in an allied local country that's, you know, closely tied to our supply chain so we can watch what's coming in and coming out? That is a huge concern. And it's why, you know, I've also advocated to have companies like Amazon, which do not deliberately make it easy for you to figure out where the country, what the country of origin is for the goods that you buy. You know, there should be just a flag in the upper right hand corner. You know, that this is made in America, or it was made in Canada, or it was made in the UK, or it was made in China, and you can make your choice accordingly. How many times have you looked and it says, oh, it's a small business, okay, I'm going to order whatever it is, it shows up, it was made in China. I mean, this it's a problem for the American consumer, as well as you know, as you point out, a security problem.
And we're sending NVIDIA chips to China, right? That's that announcement was made, I believe, this week or last week.
Yes, and this is an area where we, as the Heritage Foundation, differ with the administration. I understand some of their arguments. I don't think they're doing it in bad faith by any stretch of the imagination. But my colleague Jeff Smith, who heads up the Asia Studies Center here in the Davis Institute that I run, he has an article out today. If your listeners are interested, it's on heritage.org, about why we advocate against the sale of these NVIDIA chips and why we are deeply concerned about sharing that technology with China. Now, there are backdoor ways China can get it. We shouldn't make it easy on them. And, you know, we should have our access to the NVIDIA chips, the technological advances that gives us and our allies. We need to protect those now. We have not been in that mindset historically. Now we have to get there.
Yeah, because I think and I read the article, and I think the key here is that while this is a, you know, in theory, if China was a reasonable actor, this would make a lot of sense because it would be good faith, and they would, you know, but they're not, and that's the problem. And I think maybe this is one of those situations again where the administration is giving them too much leeway, or maybe giving them too much credit, perhaps.
Or it's a trade-off that we don't know about. That's always possible. Mm-hmm. We are also here at the Heritage Foundation, free marketeers. We don't want to have these kinds of controls and government intrusion into private industry. And obviously, NVIDIA doesn't want that either. But unfortunately, in this case, because of the sensitivity and the, you know, what I'm starting to call, particularly after my trip to Israel last week, the qualitative technological edge that we enjoy, largely in many ways because of our partnership with Israel, we got to protect that. You know, it's not something that we can just share openly with the world anymore. It is a national security issue.
Well said. Well, listen, I look forward to talking to you on Friday, and I heard you're going to be joining us with the Grand Hotel, so that's very, very exciting news, Dr. Coates. I always love having you on the show, and we'll God only knows between now and then what news will have developed. So until then,
maybe we'll have some good news.
And that would be nice for a change, right? Until then, follow her on X, and Dr. Coates, thanks as always, my friend.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon, Rich. Take care, guys.
See, now, Matt DeSantis, I feel bad. We were only joking with Matt. We treasure him on the show. We think he's great. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Okay?
A treasure. I like that.
Treasure you. Couldn't do the show without you. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So, and I know I speak for Justin when I say that as well.
He's shaking his head aggressively, no. So you might be alone.
Justin, did you go... What's that?
I prefer not to speak. If I speak, I am in big trouble, and I don't want to be in big trouble.
Did you go back and watch or listen to anything during that interview by chance?
I did. Certainly interesting, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. So, anyway, I take a break. But before I do, let me tell you about Dr. Mike Veneria. He's the best, and he will give you a beautiful smile. So go see him today for your perfect smile, VeneriaDental.com. If you have any issues, let me know. But everyone that I've sent over there has been happy and thrilled, and you can use those year-end benefits as well. So reach out to him today at VeneriaDental.com. Big 5 o'clock hour coming up. Our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we will be this coming Friday. So don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.